Following a damaging series of stories by NorthJersey.com and subsequent calls for her resignation, Lizette Delgado Polanco is leaving her job as Chief Executive Officer of the State Schools Development Authority, SDA, InsiderNJ learned today. She submitted her resignation letter this afternoon, see below. Vice Chair of the Democratic State Committee and formerly the Political Director of the Northeast Regional Council of Carpenters Union, Delgado Polanco went to the SDA after Carpenters' brass at the federal level of the labor organization muscled the Carpenters Union out of existence, apparently as payback to the Secretary-Treasurer who appeared to welcome an alliance with Governor Phil Murphy. Delgado Polanco landed at the School's Development Authority, SDA. There she fell under intensified scrutiny this year after her team fired about 24 employees and replaced them with 36 others, including hires connected to the new SDA CEO. The story got traction just as the state's political chattering classes appeared to lose interest in the Katie Brennan-Al Alvarez case. Or more precisely, the two cases seemed to reinforce hiring practices run amok in the Murphy administration. A joint legislative committee focusing on how Alvarez got his job at the SDA appeared ready to hone in more on how others obtained their positions at the SDA after Delgado Polanco hired on as the new boss. Those calling for Delgado Polanco's dismissal included Senate President Steve Sweeney, D3, who expressed alarm over the patronage scandal at the SDA. "You had everything to do with the unjustified terminations, which precipitated the binge nepotism," former SDA staffer David Barry told Delgado Polanco in an NJTV story by Brenda Flanagan. The upticking budget season and ongoing rivalry in the party between that part of the establishment otherwise identified as the South Jersey Brain Trust affiliated with Sweeney, and the front office, accelerated internal designs to say goodbye to Delgado Polanco sooner rather than wait for the teeth of a Democratic Party budget fight come late June.